Damian Schmidt on the Midday Mix.
Like I promised a bit earlier, we are chatting COVID-19 and sanitation. Does it help? On the line with me, I have Professor Kluter, Vice Rector from Stellenbosch University of Innovation for the University of Stellenbosch, and Anton Lowe, as well as Nikki Wilson from Radical Waters. Guys, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Damien. Good afternoon, colleagues.
Good afternoon to you guys. So I think let's start off with Professor Kluter. You're the Vice Rector of Innovation at the University of Stellenbosch. Previously, you also lectured at the University of Pretoria, so quite close to home. Tell us briefly a bit more about your academic background and your area of speciality, please.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Damien. I'm a microbiologist, so I lectured microbiology. For more than 20 years. In fact, I still do some lecturing even on in my current position, specifically to honors students. So my area of specialization is disinfection and sterilization.
Okay.
And it's in the food industry, in water, in just about every place you can think. I also published a number of my papers in this particular field. I also elucidated a number of resistant mechanisms where bacteria become resistant to antimicrobial compounds and how to overcome that resistance.
Okay,
I did a lot of testing of a whole number of different disinfectants over time, and when I started my career, I was with a private company where my job as technical manager at that stage was to formulate sanitizers and disinfectants. So my area of speciality is in the field of disinfection and sterilization.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of on everyone's lips at the moment, you know, sterilizing counters, sterilizing surfaces, keeping your hands clean. Some people are saying that COVID-19, just a lousy version of flu. As an expert in your field, is the panic over COVID-19 virus valid, and what makes it so potentially dangerous for South Africa?
Well, this is a good question because it will vary from country to country. And I'll tell you why, because age has got a lot to do with your susceptibility.
Mm-hmm.
In the latest information that I have here in front of me, if you're 80 years and older, the chances are 14.8% that you will die if you get the virus.
Wow.
If you go to between 17 and 79, it's 8%. And then between 60 and 69, it drops down to 3.6%. 50 to 59 years old, 1.3%. 40 to 49 years old, 0.4%. And then under 39, it goes down to 0.2%. And there have been no fatalities in the world of anyone between the ages of 0 and 9.
Okay.
So in a country like South Africa, we have the fortunate situation that the average age of the population is 27 years old. And we have a very small percentage of the population that is over 80. If you compare that to Europe, it's pretty different. The average age in America, they've got 46 million people over the age of 65 in America.
Oh, wow.
A large percentage of the population in Italy is also old. So it really depends on the country and the age profile in a particular country. And it's fascinating to see, you know, the South African spread in terms of age. I'll give you some other interesting statistics that is just hot off the press, where we now know of all the cases in South Africa that were tested positive. That I'll quickly give you the scenario. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
9 cases between 1 and 10 years old, 6 cases between 11 and 20 years old, and then it jumps to 52 cases in the next category. That's between 20 and 30 years of age. 52
Oh, wow.
Of the cases, as reported by the Department of Health, fall into that category. It drops a little bit to 42 between 31 and 40. And then the largest number of cases is in the is between 41 and 50 years. That's 63. So if you count that together, it gives you about 150 odd cases within the age group of 21 to 50. If you go to 50 to 60 years, it's 20 cases. 61 to 70, it's 11 cases, and only one case above 70 and one case above 80. So that's an interesting thing to look at, that spread of the you could ask yourself the question, well, why is this happening between the cohort, the largest cohort, between 20 and 50? Mm-hmm. And this has to do, these are the people that work, these are the people that are mobile, these are the people yeah. that have traveled and are back in South Africa. And that you know, more than 90% of the cases were people that actually traveled into South Africa. So hopefully that will give you, combine the age distribution and combine that, and we're modeling this, in fact, in real time as we speak, to look at risk areas, to look at where, in which province the risk is higher, and how the spread is throughout the provinces. It's fascinating to look at how this is unfolding here. But what counts in our favor is the fact that we have a young population in South Africa.
Okay.
That will help us in terms of the statistics I gave you on the mortality rate.
In terms of risk, who would you say is at high risk, and what kind of advice could you offer the public to prevent the rapid spread of this virus?
Yeah, I think for now, I would consider everyone at risk.
At risk.
Not equally high risk, but I would reckon that everyone is at risk. What we need to do is that we need to curb the logarithmic growth. And the way that we look at it, you look at the day-to-day growth.
Yeah.
And that's a simple calculation you can do to see whether the growth is positive or whether the growth is going down. And in countries where they took early on the steps that we have taken in South Africa, and we really moved fast. The universities and schools and the government have moved very rapidly on putting in together preventative measures like social distancing, good sanitation practices where you wash your hands regularly, don't touch your face, wash the surface areas and disinfect surface areas regularly. You can curb the tide. You can, in fact, make sure that this thing does not spread. We just have to hang in there for another month or two, and we might, in fact, be in a good space. But the situation changes, you know, and it's unpredictable at this point in time. You could have one community, for instance, where there is a breakout.
Yeah.
And immediately that changes the epidemiology of this disease. And that community breakout could be because, like what happened in Bloemfontein, for instance, there was this big gathering of people, five people from overseas came in, they tested positive for the virus, and suddenly that could actually give you a flare-up in a particular area.
Just through that contact.
So social distancing is a very good way to protect yourself at the moment and other people, and then to obviously use the correct disinfectant when you are washing your hands to make sure that you don't transmit the disease to yourself, basically, or other people.
Okay. Now, speaking about transmission of disease and preventative measures, what are your thoughts on analyte as a preventative measure to protect us against the virus?
Well, I did got a lot of research on analyte, and I also published papers, and it's really easy to go and find those publications. People can just Google T for Thomas and E for Eugene and Tutor. If you type that into Google, all my publications come up there, and people can just type in analyte, and they will can find out what the research I did there. I elucidated the mechanism by which analyte kills bacteria, and essentially what happens, and it's the same with chlorine, by the way, it's also the same with hydrogen peroxide, it's the same with ozone.
Yeah.
Essentially what you do is you increase the redox potential, the oxidation reduction potential of water. Now, ordinary water, tap water, has got a redox potential of around 240 millivolts. That's the ability to receive and to donate electrons.
Yeah.
Now, electrons are important because they move around in an organism. We get our energy by electron transfer, and so do bacteria. They get it by transferring electrons from areas from a reduced environment to an oxidized environment. Now, wherever there's oxygen, you've got an oxygen environment. That's why we breathe, in fact, because all the electrons we had for breakfast, they need to go somewhere, so we breathe. They go from a reduced environment to the oxygen in the blood, and that gives us energy. So now what happens? In the presence of analyte and all the other oxidizing, so-called oxidizing biocides, this is ozone, chlorine, and so on, what happens is you create outside of the cell a much higher oxidation potential than inside the cell. So what then happens is the electrons move out of the cell into the water, and you suffocate the bacteria to death.
Okay.
You kill them in that way. So, and that's the background. And we did many, many experiments, for washing hands, spraying these on chicken carcasses, spraying these on surface areas. using this as a disinfectant in dairies, in breweries, with Coca-Cola and many other applications where this proved to be useful for a number of reasons. First of all, it's not dangerous, so you can wash your hands with it, and nothing will happen to your hands, and it feels just like water. And within 24 hours, in fact, it relaxes back to ordinary water. So the redox potential is not permanent.
Okay.
That redox potential actually falls back to a low redox potential. So essentially, you know, if one looked at this on a grand scale, if we could couple, and that this was a recommendation I made to some hospitals many years ago, to just have their water taps connected to analyte solution. You see, you've got these machines that use analyte. So every time you open a tap, you actually have disinfectant on tap. The water is actually a disinfectant. Now, this can be done, you know, systemically and so on. I mean, this is not something impossible. Or one can actually use the analyte to wash your hands with. So it's proven very successful, and the scientific reason behind this is the high redox potential, which then strips living organisms from being able to survive. You can't drink that, of course. I'm talking about analyte as a disinfectant.
Yeah. That's incredibly interesting. It's not something that I've heard of before. Professor Kluter, will you hold the line for me? We're going to be chatting to Anton in a second. Yep. We'll be right back with you. Anton, Mr. Anton Lowe from Radical Waters, are you there?
Hi, Damien.
Hi, good. And yourself? Sorry, just testing that we've still got the line open. So you're from Radical Waters. Tell us a bit about Radical Waters and where you guys fit in.
Hi, Damien. Okay, so Radical Waters is an innovative company. We started in late 90s, and we found that this analyte, or what we call ECA technology, has a place in the world.
Yeah.
We saw a need for alternative disinfectants and detergents in a world where, you know, chemicals, harmful chemicals, are used often in food processing and also for human consumption in households. The ECA technology actually fits a very nice safety profile, and as Dr. Kluter, or Professor Kluter, explained, it's very effective. And we started in 1998, around there, and started doing development work, live animals, various food processes industries, mm-hmm. and also medical applications. So we went into the world with this technology and really tested it in any possible application that we could think about. And based on the results, we started developing the machines to produce the analyte solutions.
Yeah.
And from there onward, publish and then also register patents for the different uses of the ECA technology or the analyte technology. So we've done a lot of work in the last 20, 25 years, a lot of groundbreaking work in establishing this technology to the point today where there's actually quite a lot of awareness around the technology, especially in food processing,
yeah.
and live animal industries. So live animal is actually the treatment of chickens and pigs and any type of animal that is grown in a confined environment where viruses and flus can spread easily. And then, you know, when an animal is sick, they don't eat. And then when they don't eat, there's no profit to be made
yeah.
on the end product, on the animal. So if we, for example, can mist analyte in a chicken broiler house, we can kill bacteria and viruses in the air, and we can make or supply a safer environment for the animals. So that's just one of the many applications that we have. If I have to start talk, it's endless. So we can talk about spraying food surfaces, nurseries, your hands, tables, vehicles, any surface that you want to basically disinfect and kill microorganisms. The analyte can be applied to it. So that's in a brief, Radical Waters. We develop the ECA technology, we test it, and then we also market it into the various industries.
Fantastic, and it sounds like it's very, you know, widely tested. Now, Radical Waters sells an alcohol-free, non-toxic, safe sanitizer that you call Analyte, which you've been speaking about. Usually with chemicals, they're toxic, come with warnings not to ingest. You guys go on to claim that Analyte, you can touch it, you can taste it, and it still kills the germs. How is this possible?
Well, the Analyte is basically a solution derived from salt, water, and electricity. The electrolysis process moves electrons from one side, which we call the anodic side, the positive side of our electrolytic cells, to the negative side. And I think Prof. Kluta did explain about the oxidation redox potential. It's the lack or excess of electrons in the molecule. So this process is done very simply by taking water, potable water, and anything from 1 to 5 grams of salt per liter of water.
Oh, wow.
And then we actually tweak this system and the process to produce this analyte solution at a pH that's neutral.
Okay.
And that neutral pH allows us to create a chemical species that we call HOCl, hypochlorous acid. Hypochlorous acid is the same chemical, basically, that the body will produce to fight organisms, microorganisms that is harmful. So we produce an analyte, pH neutral, from very basic natural ingredients with a HOCl natural chemical, and it is non-toxic, it is not harmful to the skin. We do have some medical applications, actually, in dental industries.
Okay.
So, which means that analyte can be consumed, and it will not really harm any human.
Okay.
As long as it's not in high volumes.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, is analyte certified and accredited?
Yes, we have various certifications and accreditations. So, the important ones in South Africa would be, first of all, the NRCS. That's the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications. So we have a registration number for that, for the product that we call Actsol, which is the trademarked brand for Radical Waters. And then the other ones that we find very important would be the Kosher certification and also the Halal certification, which we find is very important for us at this stage, because it's alcohol-free. So we do open up a disinfectant market to a wide variety of people that might not want to use alcohol-based disinfectant.
Okay. Thank you very much, Anton. I'm going to shoot back to Professor Kluta now. Professor Kluta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. So obviously very many sanitizers on the market, and you have obviously experience with Analyte. What are your views on it as a disinfectant and a sanitizer?
No, I think it's good. You know, it meets all the requirements of a good disinfectant or sanitizer.
Yeah.
And there are a number of others as well, obviously. You know, people have been rushing around and so on trying to find, and people are running out of sanitizer. But there are other things that one can use also. There are these copper-zinc complexes.
Yeah.
If you go to any of the people that sell hiking gear, normally the drops you add to water when you go hiking, it's based on a copper-zinc complex. It's copper is very, very well known for killing viruses.
Yeah.
And you only add a few drops of that to ordinary potable water, and you then have a sanitizer. And then, of course, the 70% alcohol, which is the other one that is generally used. It's not so available at the moment anymore, but that's used. And a proper good washing of your hands will also go a long way. Or you can add 10 grams of your swimming pool chemical, the chlorine, 10 grams, which is about a teaspoonful, to 20 liters of water, and that will also produce good sanitizer, also hypochlorous acid, basically. Which we find in the analyte. So
fantastic.
Those are the four, I would say, most common applications. These are also registered on the FDA website for sanitizers now at this point in time in America, the Food and Drug Administration organization in America. So the people do not have to despair. I mean, buy a sanitizer, preferably.
that has been manufactured.
But there are other options.
And that has got a license and a registration number. That's important.
Yeah.
But if you totally run out of it and you have some swimming pool chlorine, don't overdose.
Yeah.
You know, one
be
teaspoon
careful.
Pool on a 20 liters of water is more than enough, in fact. And don't use it, don't ingest it. You just wash your hands with it. And then, like I said, the copper zinc complex, and there are companies that also produce copper zinc complex products,
yeah,
which are on the market. Those are the effective ones against viruses specifically.
Okay. Professor Clutter, thank
there's
you.
There's a difference here between a virus and a bacteria, of course.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and coming in, you know, kind of explaining all of this to us and helping us. It is a pretty confusing time. So, you know, all the information is really, really helpful. And I trust you'll have a fantastic day further.
Yep, and thank you for the opportunity, and nice to hear your voice, Anton and Nikki, and all the best to you.
Okay, thank you, Prof.
Thank you, back to you, Anton. Now, what is the price of analyte, and where can people get analyte from?
Damien, currently we are producing analyte as we speak. We have a reactor running at our Kailami facility.
Yeah.
That's in Midrand.
Okay, right
here
by us.
This is where we bottle it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would like to say we can it in 25-liter and 5-liter containers.
Yeah.
We make it available to everyone as long as stocks last.
For sure.
Because people are really approaching us at a very high speed.
I can only imagine.
The prices are currently at our factory, R5 for 150-liter container of Actsol. My apologies. R150.
550.
Everyone, please. R150 for a 5-liter container.
Okay, so 150 for five. Okay.
R150 for a 5-liter container.
Yeah.
And then we also sell a 25-liter container for R600. So that's the factory price at our manufacturing facility. And then we have various distributors. So if you contact us and you want maybe Analyte or Actsol in your regions, you can contact us and we will let you know which of our distributors are available in your region.
Yeah.
If you don't want to drive all the way to Kailami to pick it up.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Anton. Much appreciated coming on the show. We do appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure,
Damien. If you could hand me over to Nikki, apparently we've got some news from Nikki. She's also involved at Radical Waters. Nikki, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, and you, Damien?
Very good, thank you. So you've got some news to share with us.
Yes, Damien. As you know, our president has asked all of us to come together to curb the spread of this virus.
Yeah.
So as a hygiene company, we do believe it's our civic duty to see where we can help. So in order to help, we actually contacted and approached rather our local government official, a DA ward councillor, Annette Depp.
Yeah.
And we will be donating Actsol to her. And we will continue to donate for as long as there is a need. She has assured me that she will, and her team will distribute these sanitizers to the local taxi ranks, clinics, and of course to the elderly. So, yeah, that's really what we wanted to put out there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much for joining in the fight against COVID-19. It's a really scary time and a lot of misinformation going around and a lot of panic. But it's nice to come into contact with you guys and you know, see people actually getting involved, companies getting involved and, you know, working towards the greater good. So we thank you guys very, very much. Just before I say goodbye, one more time, where can we get this disinfectant, the sanitizer? Where can we get it from you guys?
Okay. So Radical Waters is in the Kailami Business Park.
I suggest
giving us a ring on 011-466-0610. And just to get the address, we were a bit worried that we'll have a line full of people if we announce it on air. So I think it's
phone first.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Perfect. Nikki, Anton, thank you guys so much for your time and have a fantastic day further. And thank you once again for your donations.
Thank you so much, Damien.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Damien Schmidt on the Midday Mix.